Thank you for joining me on another episode of Highway Spec Hot Takes. We're going to jump into it and see if Cadillac can justify $300,000. So Cadillac now has the Celestiq, which is their electric ultra-luxury coach-built type vehicle, and somehow they have the audacity to ask for over $300,000 for one of these. Not only that, that's the starting price, and each one of these are going to be coach-built, individually built for each individual person. Now, as much as I like that concept, I think Cadillac is going about all wrong.
All wrong, all wrong, all wrong!
Yes, we are moving towards all electric, but they had a real opportunity here to create something that still throws it back to the olden days. The people that have the money that want to relive big V8s, they could have made a very low production coach built V8 sedan, and I think it would have been way more successful. Now, the Celestiq follows up some very cool concepts by Cadillac, namely the Cadillac 16 and the Cadillac CL. Those are the ones that should have been built, because frankly, they're gorgeous. But this is a long hatchback, which Americans in general shy away from. And in spite of the weird rear end, it honestly doesn't have that much presence. Contrast that with, say, the BMW 7 Series, which is in your face. This kind of looks tame. So Cadillac is asking for people to take a risk on one of their electric vehicles, which there have been many problems with, and charge over $300,000 for the privilege. Now, I don't doubt that there are some Cadillac loyalists that will fork out the money for it, and even some people who are just curious and want the newest and latest greatest thing. But in general, I think this is going to be a dud. Doesn't matter if you throw Lenny Kravitz at the ads, it doesn't hide the fact that the vehicle is way too expensive for the majority of people, and given the opportunity, a lot of people would rather pick a Rolls-Royce over something like this. And speaking of Rolls-Royce, look at what Rolls-Royce has done with the Spectre. That is a stunning all-electric vehicle, one that wants to be seen. So I don't care how much money they put into the interior, how quiet it is, anything like that, I think the Celestiq is never going to be worth the price that it's asking for.
That's a bold statement.
And I realize how crazy that sounds because there's people spending over $500,000 on used Porsche 911 GT3 RSs. But if Cadillac wasn't so forward-thinking and was actually trying to bring back some of the heritage like Chrysler did with the 300C V8, I think you would have seen a lot more interest in the brand. People would see it as a halo car and come in and buy a CT5V Blackwing while they still can. Tell me I'm wrong. But you can't. That's all I've got for you today, but if you made it this far, please check out some of my other videos. Thanks for watching. I'll catch you on the next one.